And we're only 10 minutes in.
Oh, but it's not too bad.
But there's only, you know, maybe 2 minutes of that that we could probably, that I might be able to use.
All usable. What are you talking about? Everybody wants to hear and
yeah,
see
everybody
that.
Everybody wants to hear
gold. I mean, there's full podcasts that are about what ASMR
right,
stuff.
But that's
like,
on yuck. That's on the front end.
Yeah.
You know that going in.
You just put it in the title, now we're good.
I don't know if that's enough.
This week in the podcast, Sean makes no, people uncomfortable.
Special episode.
Yeah.
Speaking of ASMR.
ASMR.
Jesus Christ.
Just almost dumped a whole beer on your laptop.
I've been crazy. It's just a stout. It's not a big deal. It wouldn't be a problem at all.
Yeah, I might as well go hose that thing off.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. It just seemed right.
Just seemed right. Wow.
Just
okay.
Seemed right.
Well,
okay.
I spent like 5 minutes in the parking lot trying to fix my thermostat and officially fully stripped the bolt all the way out.
In this parking lot?
Yeah.
You decided to try to fix your thermostat
well,
today?
My thermostat, I replaced the thermostat because the old one got stuck open, which is this new thing that thermostats do where they fail
open.
To get like hot enough that it hits these clips and it stays open. So I haven't had a heater all winter. And I was like, that's lame. So I took it all apart, put a new thermostat in there, clipped those things off so that it can't get stuck open. Because it turns out my Jeep likes to just get a little hot sometimes, but it's never overheated. So I put it all back together, put the wrench on it, tightened everything down, and thought I stripped it out. Well,
you have stripped something recently.
Well, turns out... When I got here today to drop off some tools for Tyson that I borrowed, which is a whole nother story, which I can tell later, the housing was kind of steaming again, and so I put a longer wrench, a regular 10-millimeter wrench.
Not a three-inch,
not a shorty.
Okay.
Put it on there, and I tightened it down a little more, and it got tight, felt tight. And I was like, oh, I was just being dumb with the little shorty wrench, and I thought I was already tight. And it wasn't tight, and so now it turns out if you tighten it all the way, leak goes away.
Sure.
Drove it home, no steam, no nothing, no problem. Drove it here tonight, steam pouring out of the hood, and I went and got that same wrench, and it just went, wee!
Oh, no.
So it spins freely in circle by hand, which I'll be able to drive home. I have enough coolant probably to make it. It's 3.8. If I blow it up, I'll swap it. I'll talk to you about buying it.
Okay.
If it happens. But now I have to go home and tap that and try and up the bolt size and do all that fun stuff.
When you're done with...
Helicoil.
I know. I thought about doing that, but Tyson's like, don't be stupid. It's a cast. You should just tap it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask you to change my thermostat because I was going to try a lower temp one,
this is
but I don't want to do that after this.
Third time, so don't worry about it. I did the Miata because I pulled that apart. It had no thermostat,
yep.
So that's why I wasn't getting any heat into the engine there. And then did the Jeep. Now I'm going to do the Jeep again just, you know, for fun.
For fun.
That was my solution with my Subaru head gasket was just remove the thermostat so it wouldn't clog up from the air bubble that hits it, and you're good.
Yeah. It'll just keep running.
Yeah. It's fine. It's all good.
Yeah. That sounds like a win-win.
Yeah. It's just every time you change your oil, you find fucking coolant.
Also,
in there.
Though.
Well, that's a Subaru thing.
Yep. That's natural.
That's how you know you've got both things.
If you change the oil and there's no coolant in it, you're doomed.
It's just a 2.5.
That means you're out of coolant.
But yeah. So the Miata, Pittsburgh makes compression testing equipment.
That's Harbor Freight, for anybody that doesn't know.
And if you don't know,
not the city.
Not the city.
The city itself.
Definitely not made in
Pittsburgh. Is there a Pittsburgh in China? Yeah.
<'Cause> makes tools.
The only way. Did all my compression testing when I got the Miata, and it was showing like between 95 and 115.
It's not a lot.
No. And so I got from 95 across all cylinders to about 115 across all cylinders using my Marvel Mystery Oil, like we talked about, did all that stuff. So it was pretty
snake oil.
Consistently,
snake oils.
I know, but
call back.
Let's be real here. From 95 to 115, that's a pretty decent jump.
I feel like, as we're going to learn,
it's a very consistent. So here's what we know.
It's consistently fucked up.
Here's what we know. With a max radiator supplied system to actually test compression that is not made in China. I have between 175 and 180 pounds of compression. Back-to-back checks, I have 115 still on the Pittsburgh stuff. So I wrote plus 60, and now I have an accurate gauge, and I know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, you have an inaccurate gauge. You just have to do some math.
No, it's accurate.
So that it is.
No, it's like seeing an RPM gauge, right? You have times 1,000 so that you know that it's 6,000.
But it's not accurate.
It's dead nuts reliable. It was the same. It was 60 off every time.
But it's not accurate.
Well, accuracy and precision are two different things, right?
When I put the plus 60 on there, it is now.
Hold on, though. Is it actually plus 60? Does it start at 60? Or is it, you know, whatever, 60% more than it was?
I don't care.
55%.
I'm going to add plus 60 to everything.
It's just 60 PSI more.
I bet it's not. I bet at 20 PSI, it's not 70.
That's true.
No, but if I get
60% more than 20.
The ratio could be different.
If I get 20 or 70, that motor's blown anyway. Either way, we're still not.
Okay. But what if you go up to 200? I don't know.
If it's at 200 and I have 275 instead of 260, I think that's a very high compression situation also, and I got to check some things out.
You probably shouldn't be using
laptop pistons.
That Pittsburgh gauge on that one. Huh. So what's wrong with the Miata then? Because it's still kind of messed up.
A myriad of things.
Definitely an injector that is stuck. So
mark that clip, in case.
We've talked about it already.
I know.
Brought it up. But I at idle, it's stuck open. So at idle, when I remove the clip off of the number 3 injector, nothing changes in the idle. It idles exactly the same.
Okay.
When I give it revs and it gets up to about 3,500 RPM, it still runs great from 3,500 to 6,000 because it's just dumping fuel into that cylinder. So it is very much stuck open, whether it's plugged in or not. That thing runs exactly the same. So it's just flowing fuel. And every time I pull the spark plug out, it's wet with fuel and there was tons of fuel when I changed the oil in the oil. And so when I get back from California, I'll put some injectors in it and see if it helps.
So that one cylinder is nice and cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's all the time.
Dumping fuel in there.
The compression goes up a lot.
It's really clean in there, too. Very washed.
Yeah.
Especially with all that Marvel Mystery Oil I put in the tank.
Oh, my God.
Add to that.
Just the carbon spraying out of the exhaust was exciting to watch.
It's funny that a really hurt Miata that's like, you know, dumping fuel gets an awful 12 and a half miles to the gallon and a perfectly running big LS in a Land Cruiser gets about 11.
That's the same thing my Tacoma gets.
Yeah. Well, that's even better. Yeah. It's great.
It's worse than my Colorado.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was just with a friend of ours that you guys know, but not super close, that has a 4xE, a hybrid Wrangler on 35s. Pre-35s, he was getting like 40 miles to the gallon on his commute.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
So good.
I knew it was good, but I didn't know it was that good. Now he's charging it overnight and at work.
Yeah.
So it's running on all of its battery power in that commute.
Yeah.
But he drives to Prindle. So he's got like a commute.
Okay.
But that's the point of those though.
Yeah.
It's like 40-something miles.
He was like, dude, if I worked in town, it'd be game over. It'd never turn on.
Electric.
And then he's like, when I'm actually like want to use it, it's fast and it's fun. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that's pretty sweet. Too bad they had a bunch of recall issues and they're having a bunch of trouble. But
they're on to something.
Also, that part is
also too bad. It's a Jeep.
But, it's a plug-in hybrid, though. That's the
that's the move.
That's the move.
This should be the plug-in
hybrid mid-size truck show.
Yeah.
We can just agree on that and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah, it sounds like we're all in agreement. There's no topic here.
No topic to talk about. Somebody should introduce us, though.
Oh, in the Campfire Passport podcast.
Thank you. I was really hoping Steve would get one, but
Mike, sorry, I'm just hot on the draw.
Yeah, I probably
good job, Mike.
Mispronounce it anyway.
It's the kid. You wouldn't have been the first person to do that.
But in reality, my mom, they're going to trade in the F-150 because they've got it. It's running great, and my mom's no longer a gun runner in it. So they bought her a van. They got all these things.
For running guns?
For running guns.
Okay.
And so my dad's got the Jeep that he tows behind the motorhome, and they just don't need it to be a truck anymore. They also found some aluminum in the front diff, and it's making some noise, and they're just like, we're not going to deal with that. We'll just trade it in and call it a day.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up.
Yeah.
F-150 or Wrangler?
F-150.
Okay. Yep, we switched in the F-150. Through a couple of vehicles, and I thought the diff was the... Okay.
So they're going to get rid of it. And my mom's talking through what she wants to get and what this and what that. And she's, you know, throwing out a few different options that she's
Cyber
interested
truck.
In. No.
Okay.
But each thing she's throwing out, she's like, this one, but the gas one. And I'm like, you know, it's like $1,000 more on that model to get hybrid. You should get the hybrid. You're going to use it to drive around to do stuff. And it's a, you know, like you should get the hybrid. No, I don't know. And then same thing. Well, that one's got a plug-in hybrid. That's even better. Like, you could run around town on electric mode, and you wouldn't have to worry about it, and that'd be probably better. No. Like, okay. And finally, I was like, a lot of the times on these models, the plug-in hybrid ones or the hybrid ones have, like, higher-end options. She goes, oh, like air-conditioned seats? And I was like, yep, exactly. Well, you know, I might look.
Oh, my God.
So my mom was convinced by luxury, not by efficiency.
Well, you know.
And you know what?
It's a different
though?
Generation.
Yeah.
Priorities.
That's okay.
You talk to me at the end of my life, and I'm going to be like burning panda claws and bald eagle eyes.
I heat my house with tires. So that's interesting. They're looking at all kinds of stuff. But
what can it be? Give me an example. What mid-sized truck is she looking at? I got an opinion.
She's not.
Like a RAV4.
Just listen in. We'll give you all the info.
I know. It was F-150s, so they were looking at other F-150s, but they're kind of straying from that because they had to do cam phasers, and they had to do quite a bit of work to theirs just in general. It's always needs something. It's had wheel bearings and
so
front diff stuff and all the other stuff.
Raptor R.
Yeah.
More luxury features.
I was trying to, maybe, I was trying to convince them to get a Tremor package, but they weren't
F-150.
Gonna fall for it. Yeah. But now I've got her looking at kind of like Tahoe sized stuff.
So just small.
So a Tahoe?
Smaller. No, she's not interested in a Tahoe.
Escalade?
Which is odd. But like the Kia... Oh, Telluride.
This is a little smaller than a Tahoe, but okay.
Yeah, a little smaller than a Tahoe. Yeah. And then the Hyundai Santa Fe.
Pass.
The new one.
The boxy one?
The boxy one.
Okay. I actually kind of like that.
I think it looks better.
Design-wise. The taillights are garbage, but the rest of it's kind of cool.
I saw one in a garage.
That is still the brand that you buy to drive and let it blow up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but they have a 10-year warranty, so let it blow up.
My mom has a
Tucson. Yeah.
And then you get to deal with that. Yeah.
And
it's taking paid it off in, by not them, having a car, blah, all that bullshit.
It's, yeah. I mean.
It strands you somewhere.
It's also a mom car.
I'm pretty sure that they're like. You know, like the Edmunds reliability thing, they're not like that.
Yeah, surprisingly, the Santa Fe is like one of the most reliable ones, which is like,
I gotta look this up because I just saw recently
Consumer Report.
The Kia and Hyundai,
the list
are
was
doing
like,
all right.
Oh,
I still feel like though, if
but
she's wanting luxury and you're giving her cheap
Good
Korean
point.
I'm not giving them to her. Hold on.
There's a little miscommunicado there for me.
I'm not sending her there. Right. Those are the things that she's bringing up.
But she wanted luxury
to buy a 2022 Porsche SUV of any size because that's all the go, show.
Like a stretched Cayenne?
You are going to love this. I'm sorry to interrupt, but JD Power.
Uh-huh.
For 2024, the top three, I'm going to read you to the top three and then the bottom three because this is fun.
Okay.
Top three, Lexus, Toyota, Buick, Who would have thought?
But whatever. That's gotta be a, that's gotta be a percentage.
They're not selling a lot of
cars. That's
gotta
be a percentage thing. It's because they only sold so many of them.
There's a lot in the middle. A lot of big names in the middle. Mm-hmm. Bottom three, Chrysler the worst, mm-hmm. Audi the second worst,
yeah.
Land Rover the third yeah. worst.
For sure.
Honorable mention Volkswagen at the fourth worst. Chrysler is the worst by probably the biggest margin between anything.
Now, Chrysler, did they split that up so that it's...
See, well, no, it so is. It's, no,
so
it's split up because Ram is its own. Genesis is its
Jeep
own.
Is
they
its
split
own
it up.
All
yeah,
that? Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Jeep is middle of the pack, right under or right above average at, I can't tell what the number is, like 10th.
Really, even more impressive than Buick being top three is Chrysler being bottom three, because when it's Chrysler, just Chrysler yeah. stuff.
Minus Jeep.
Again, not that many things there.
Yeah.
So if there's not that many things
minivans,
and it's that low on the list,
Pacificas,
that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Chargers and Challengers. 300s went away last year.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Or maybe this year. So.
Those are Dodge, though.
The Grand Dodge Caravan Challenger, has
Dodge,
to be
right.
with Caravan.
That's not
yeah.
Chrysler.
So it's Chrysler.
Unless they're, is there Dodge on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then
it doesn't count the, that.
Ironically, Dodge did pretty well.
See? So that's what I'm saying.
Let's see, Chrysler.
There is not many Chrysler.
Is it literally just minivans abandoned on the side of the highway, left and right?
Full of kids.
See. Cars and minivans, all vehicles. Pacifica.
Mm-hmm. They have a 200?
Pacifica Hybrid. Voyager, also a Pacifica.
What's, yeah.
That's it for 2025. Hold on.
So there you go.
Oh my God, in 2025, Chrysler only has minivans.
That's
yeah.
See?
But I can't tell if that's
all
24
you,
as well.
Guys, all you need is a Grand Caravan. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the end-all car. We will all end up in that car. We
oh
know this.
Oh my God.
You'll bury me in one.
You'll bury us all in the same one.
In the same one. It'll be shared.
A new meaning
See,
to mass grave.
Come on.
Yeah. 2024 and 25, Chrysler is only minivans.
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
They got,
so that is by far the worst you could do. Think about how many Audis there are. Like,
many.
Just in general.
Many models.
Compared to that, and they're at the bottom of the list. But yeah, so like their percentage must be insane.
So there was a thing that I saw recently about the plug-in hybrid Chrysler had the same issue that the Jeeps and everything else did. And mm-hmm. So maybe again a percentage thing where they were having trouble with their hybrid system. And three, you know, like
yeah.
maybe 60% of them are hybrids, or maybe 30% are hybrids even. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty big thing.
So I wonder, so Jeep made it above middle, and they have the same hybrid issues.
They just sell a lot
they
more
sell a lot more
other
yeah,
things.
More of yeah. a smaller percentage, yeah.
Ram, like bottom, not...
bottom mid?
Yeah. Like
middle of the
less
bottom?
Less than average for sure. They're sharing space with GMC and Genesis.
Is it the mm-hmm. TRX that's bombing them, basically, at that point?
Because everybody's jumping them?
Yeah. No, even that. You can't get
just like the Raptor when it first came out.
You can't even get the TRX to the jump. It breaks before it gets there, from what it sounds like.
There's a lot of... there's been a few people who have had superchargers lock up.
Mm-hmm. That's probably because they're sucking things into them because...
Because they're
jumping driving them like idiots all the time.
I want to hear the noises.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if I had a supercharger, I also would want to hear the noise.
When I had a supercharger, cool. Yeah. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Should we not just have supercharger buttons on our car that just give us the noises?
That'd be awesome.
Mm. If I ever get an electric car.
Fake parts, though. That's my thing. Can't get on board with that. Doesn't correlate to more power, and it's not really there.
I'm pretty good with cognitive yeah. dissonance, though.
I like to pretend.
Yeah. Zone out and yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, speaking of reliability things, mm-hmm. we what was brought up in the chat is this Lexus GX 550 issue. I'm reading the article right now. I'm
it's
trying
the
to
550?
Like,
talk me through it, because I don't remember.
I thought it was the 470. I thought it was the new.
It's the new one. The new one's the 550.
It's a 550, not a 470
right,
anymore.
It's a 550.
Yeah, okay, well,
what's big numbers.
Shows you how much I care.
I didn't pay attention to in the chat.
They're less bland than the Toyota Tycon.
Yeah, right.
So, Mike, basically what's going on is one guy, and I can't really tell if many others, but at least one person has found that all of the plastic trim on his vehicle is melting.
Melting?
Yeah. Yeah.
In 54 degree.
54 degree weather.
But direct
inside or outside?
Yeah.
Outside.
Outside pieces. So, like, the mirror
the
caps
mirrors.
And the, like, trim along
trim.
The...
So is it like direct sunlight kind of thing? Or?
Yeah.
Must be.
That's what Toyota is claiming. Yeah. It's not of their fault.
Well, I think you should be allowed to park underneath the thing that ignites in space that we can't control.
Without melting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that you should be allowed to park in the sun.
Yeah, it should be no. It is in Arizona, not warm winter, so it, you know, whatever. One other guy apparently in the Facebook group from Charlotte says that his is doing the same thing, but there's no corroboration of the story at all. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to give them too much credit, but my assumption is this one's got some messed up stuff, and I doubt,
you know,
that many of them have had this happen because I've never seen this.
Yeah.
There were a number of plastic issues coming out of China used in building materials during the pandemic. And it was like a failure to get product. So in an attempt to keep plastic coming, they had to make some changes to different, you know, formulas to make this type of plastic or that type of plastic. And so a bunch of rubber, which would be a softer compound probably than that, but a bunch of rubber boots that go on roof jacks were bad, and they went bad within like 48 hours of being in the sun. Just melted to bits. You could shove the plastic back together like it's clay. And it was a bunch of different stuff. And apparently there was other things that were made with that same plastic that were problematic, but I wonder if it's a similar thing. Like they had
the Land Cruiser mirrors
Bland
the same.
Cruiser, oh, no. I like that.
Are they the same?
No.
Or
they're similar, but they're not painted. I think they're not glossy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the upper end. Because
I'm just curious if they're, since they're very similar vehicles, yeah, in general, I wonder if they use the same type of mirror. And now because the Lexus came out before the Land Cruiser did, and so I'm wondering if once we get a little further down the road and we have some more of those, if maybe have the same issue too.
So I started trolling through the comments of the Drive article that was shared, and God, I hate reading comments on these things. They make me so mad.
Yeah,
so
reading the comments is the worst.
I'm going to read a couple for you.
Oh,
one,
okay,
of them is
Sean reads the internet.
Yeah. Oh. Everybody loves this segment. Same issue with my new 2024 Land Cruiser. Trim melted in 6 areas, all on the passenger side. Contacted Toyota corporate and they said not covered by warranty. Dealer said, don't park it in the sun. I say, don't buy the Land Cruiser. Can you believe that on an $80,000 car?
Wow. So on the Land Cruiser,
anecdotal,
it potentially is.
Who knows? My favorite comment so far, though, is Jeff here, who says, Jeff. Lexus value have went down since 2023. Since the making of 4-cylinder and turbo, they are trying to cut corner, making cheapest part they can.
Mm. He's also cutting corner.
Is this a translate?
Might be. Or is this... I have bought the last 6-cylinder 2022 Lexus RX 350F Sport. I think he's implying he bought the last one, but I think he means he bought
the last generation,
of the 6-cylinder, whatever.
Yeah.
No, he's a Corvette
guy. He says,
guy.
This will be my last cars from Lexus unless they change. So Lexus is shaking in their boots. Read
yeah,
that
I'm
comment.
Sure they're really concerned. Yeah.
Jeff sounds like an AI program that
really
needs
does.
To learn to
that sounds like a.
On driving.ca, they went a little further.
Oh, Jesus.
When I pulled this up.
What is .ca?
It's Canada.
Canada?
They, went a little further. They pulled it up on Google Street View.
Did they say sorry before and after?
It starts with
sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry,
but...
And they pulled it up on Google Street View, and it shows that where his house is, there's a cabinet shop with a bunch of glass windows that they assume
that all reflect
on. Reflecting onto him.
Numerous highly reflective windows facing the parking area, which is not unusual for Arizona, but it may be...
Could be a contributing factor.
I mean, either way, though, that means that come... summertime, the cars that are in Arizona and New Mexico and Texas, places that get hot, are just going to naturally melt.
These things have been out for over a year. They've made it through a summer.
Okay.
So, I think it's going to be a batch thing. I think there's going to be a batch of like...
probably a production range. Yeah.
Just like the engines.
Yeah.
Just
like, yeah, it's true.
This one, Dave was just shooting metal shavings into it, so for some reason, there's some problems.
Yeah, instead of a UV-resistant resin, they went with a UV-catalyst resin.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. Want to absorb the UVs, yeah.
Ah, damn.
Which is extra funny because didn't Toyota have that whole advertising campaign around that Tundra that drove through a fucking wildfire to get the people safely out? Yeah. Now, they're making cars that melt in the sun.
Wasn't that the previous generation, though?
Yeah, it was
the previous generation.
Well, it was right at the launch of the new one, and the old generation the guy had,
he was going in and rescuing people from the fire. Yeah. And then, Toyota gave him a new one, and they vinyl wrapped it in the same.
He went in several times to get people out.
Yeah, he was going back and forth. Dude was quite the hero, from my understanding.
So a 2014 Tundra can go through a wildfire,
but you can't
park in a parking lot in Arizona.
I just wanted to. Yeah. I was going to transition us into our next topic.
Oh, okay.
But while I was doing that, I was just scrolling through the drive because it's fun to read, and you know. And I ran into this, which is awesome.
Is this the one that you were talking about when I brought this up?
No.
Or no, this is a Delica.
Is a Delica, not from Dakar Rally, which is what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
This is from the Mitsubishi Delica Mini that went on a 1,250 long mile rally. What was it called?
Mile long?
Asia Cross Country Rally. But it's sweet.
It's so
How long is a long mile?
It's the same as a short mile.
Yeah, you said a 1,250 long mile.
Oh, well, you know, a little dyslexia.
Sean reads the internet.
What? Sean reads.
Everybody loves it.
You could literally see what's underneath your tire.
I love this car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would pay money for that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was looking at the smaller Ford Transit, like the not big van things, the other day in traffic, and I was like, how come those didn't ever take off?
Oh, like the Transit Connect?
Yeah, like the little one, the tiny minivan. It looks like the Mazda 5 did before.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I wish those had taken off, because microvans in the U.S. would breed more microvans in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then we'd get cool shit like this.
We could have a key car.
These things.
Yeah, and I don't hate these as they are.
All right.
It's ugly.
A little long in the front.
But
weird. Don't do it for me, but
all
right.
All I want is for them to become
with van
popular.
Backs.
Yeah.
No, I just want that to become a popular segment in the car market so that we get the cool ones. Because if that became a popular segment, that car, the Mitsubishi, would be here.
Well, except for Mitsubishi is
dead.
Barely doing anything.
Well, not
they're not dead. They're getting bought. They're
Honda, yeah. Everything's Honda now.
Yeah.
Soon KTM will probably be Honda at this point.
Yeah, it's KTM went bankrupt, right?
Yeah. Well, they're looking for buyers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're contemplating bankruptcy at this point.
Haven't they been bankrupt before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's been bankrupt, man. I mean, come on.
They make a fantastic product. They just can't make profit.
Yeah, BMW, I don't know how to make money
on this.
Speaking of KTM, though, I guess we can talk about Dakar because it's going on right now.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not really, as we found
out
pre-show.
Not right now. Yeah.
This week, it's happening.
They're sleeping.
I wanted to start on this with some Dakar trivia.
Ooh,
I'm not going to know anything. I can't wait.
So, well, for those people that don't know what the Dakar is, look it up. You're missing out.
Try Google.
If you're into car stuff, like
should be looking.
I'm not saying you need to follow this race every second of it. I'm saying you need to look at it and check it out, because there's a lot of cool stuff. It is very much a cool thing to see.
I hardly watch any of this stuff, and I always every year I find the highlights and like watch the results and just see what went on, because it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's all kinds of cars.
Yeah. Yep. What does anybody have any guesses on the full length?
In miles or kilometers?
I'll let you try either.
Huh. So I know it's like, 12 or 13 days. I don't know how many miles.
1,000 kilometers.
No. That's wrong. I'm going to say it's
3,500
miles.
Okay.
I have no idea. That's my wild guess.
3,500 kilometers.
So
get fucked, Sean.
Steve, what is it?
I think it's like 5,000 or 6,000 kilometers, I thought.
So
sounds an awful lot like 3,500 miles to me.
It is the equivalent distance of an entire WRC season.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Which is?
The entire season.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a number.
Oh, come on.
You can look up the number. It's not. That's not up to me.
Okay.
You do it.
Looks like it's, 8,000 kilometers.
There you go. Oh, my 8, God.
7,891 kilometers.
Only 4,700 are time special, though. Yeah.
Did you know?
It's just from stage to stage.
That there is speed limits.
Yeah. I saw that somebody got ticketed.
In that sense,
points off.
There's a speed limit for trucks, cars, and motorbikes. They're all different.
Hmm.
Any guesses on those?
I mean, truck must be. Wait a minute. Are these like throughout the entire course or just. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say trucks, 100K.
100 kilometers an hour?
Yep.
You think that the fastest they're allowed to go is around 60?
Yeah, 62.
No.
Big trucks, I'm thinking.
Right? Oh, are you talking about the. Oh. Like,
no? Is it higher?
You're way off, yeah.
I think it's higher.
Damn. What is, okay, I got to know then.
I think 100 miles an hour for the big trucks.
140 kilometers 140. An hour for the trucks.
Okay. So that's 75?
The bikes have the lowest, just so you, I figure.
False. The trucks have the lowest.
Okay.
Yeah, I assumed that, but I was just way off. All right, just give us the numbers.
Cars are 170 kilometers, and motorbikes are 160 kilometers.
Yes, yeah. I know the motorbikes are 100
miles
per hour.
So 105 miles an hour is 170 kilometers, 160 is
99.4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Any guesses on the winningest brand?
Mitsubishi.
Red Bull.
Brand.
I mean, I'm going to go with
like or manufacturer because it's all manufacturer based.
Mitsubishi is what I'm saying.
I want to say it's going to be like Renault or something like that.
What year did it start?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
I'd probably say Honda.
KTM.
Yeah.
Really?
KTM is actually the winningest manufacturer.
Yep.
Interesting.
Montero or Mitsubishi is the winningest
car,
non-motorbike.
1978. So the rally started in 1978.
Yeah. And they also have the most consecutive wins.
Really?
Mitsubishi does with 7.
That's pretty cool.
KTM also at one point had like, it's the same way with it was with WRC and Subaru, where 70% of the pack was racing on KTM at one point. So
that's
kind
awesome.
Of skewed, but yeah.
Well, yeah, and then they didn't make any fucking money off of it.
No, they spent always. It.
Yeah. So all that to say, Dakar is cool.
Very.
And we were going to move from that portion of Dakar to Sean. You wanted everyone to pick what their favorite current vehicle is at Dakar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to lead us off since it was your idea?
Yeah, I got two.
Okay.
Should I screen share? I'll screen
sure.
share.
If you've got Dakar. It, if you can pull it up quickly, sure.
Hold on.
The suspense is killing me.
No one's going to be surprised about this.
I had one ready, but I let you go first.
Oh, you shouldn't have given me a lead like that. I'll be there. Just 2 seconds.
You'll be there.
I'll be there. All right, here we go. Then no one will be surprised.
It's gonna be because it's an 80 series.
Because it's
It's not. It should be. Be better if it was. But no, it is the Toyota Team Team Land Cruiser Toyota Autobody, which is piloting the stock series 300 series Land Cruiser.
So rad.
Okay.
It's really cool, and I just think it's really neat. I also have honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking at results today, I saw the Mini Coopers, and I know you guys hate Mini Coopers.
No, but I saw one.
But
too.
They're so cool.
They look rad.
So
anyway. I was literally just Googling those because I saw one that was not like liveried up in some of the race footage I was watching, and it looked like a Clubman that had just been set on top of a race chassis. And it was like OEM looking from the top of the doors up.
Sure, this time instead.
But
look at that thing.
I agree. That's rad.
It's so ridiculous. I love these.
I thought it was rad.
At that point, I'd rather just drive a side by side.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd just be that guy.
Basically a side.
Yeah, I'll just take the side by side.
Yeah.
I don't want my side by side to look like that.
I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah. Toyota is also crushing it in the like the main truck category. Yeah. They've won like a ton of races this
their Gazoo team or
this
whatever.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's
Mitsubishi.
Here's my favorite right here.
So
oh yeah.
Rad, dude.
Is the first gen.
Is that like the retro class this year?
This is the classic. Class.
Yeah, classic.
This is this year.
It.
Yeah, and
that's so cool.
The livery is perfect. It's spot on. This picture in particular, like I fucking, it just, I love it.
It goes hard. Yeah,
it's such a good, perfect. Like, yeah, there's some good ones in the classic.
It goes.
I'm sure.
Class.
Very. Hard.
And this one really got me because that livery is spot on perfect.
I was going to say this at the end, but I want to say it right now. I don't think there's any bad Dakar vehicles. I just challenge someone to find a bad
one. I don't know.
One.
There's a couple of Citroens that are
they're
like,
ugly,
that's
but they're cool.
Dumb.
They're still pretty rad. I was watching an interview and a guy's like, yeah, we brought it. We doubled the horsepower. It's now 48 horsepower.
It's a lot.
And he was just going through about how, well, you know, we don't weigh a lot. And I lost about 10 pounds before we started this so that we could increase our chances of getting up the dunes. But
they'll never hit the speed limit.
Right. Not once. They don't have to worry about it at all. So I have a most hated loved vehicle that I'll see if I can't share. Oh, man. Are you watching the live feed?
According to you, it's the live
feed.
Probably.
Yeah.
Turns
live feed,
out it's not live.
I know. Later on,
it was live
little,
at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll see a little thing down there that'll say yesterday. But I found a classic. See? I know. But it goes away. So how am I supposed to know?
Man, the realization of the math of what time it would be.
One.
I don't do math. I won't. So my vehicle, I think my favorite vehicle is the Raptor. I know that's a weird one. But it's the only V8 in its class of all of them.
Class leading.
And it's a 5.0, and it sounds like it's
Wait a second. Why is it a 5-liter and not a 5.2?
I don't know.
Does it say? It really says.
The 5.0.
Weird. Okay.
Hmm.
Surprise, it's not a Voodoo.
I would think so, because you'd want that crank sing.
You'd think it'd be like a... Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, but...
Let's see it. Let's see.
Well, somebody else was showing the screen.
There you go.
All right. So it's this guy. And it's just, I think it's rad. I was looking at a bunch of different videos of it. The only V8 running. Ford.
Are you going to share the screen or are you just going to say it's this guy?
Hyping it up. He's hyping it up.
Just wait. I don't even know how to do it.
It's the share button.
Well, who's to say?
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
The car looks cool. I like the way that they tuck the tires in the side.
It's weird cool.
I don't know.
It's rad. I like it.
I think it's rad. I think it's super rad. But the fact that the only V8 plan, I think, is rad. And it's a Coyote-based 5.0.
Weird.
I know. I told you. But they ran it at Goodwood also, which I thought was kind of cool. So I saw it before all of this, and they ran up Goodwood, and it was pretty rad to see.
Raptor TI. It's not a Raptor truck. It's
a Raptor Dakar.
It's their race car.
Buggy.
But it's
type thing,
it's
yeah.
their they call it the and it's not a TI, it's a T1.
Oh, T1. Sorry.
Yeah. Like a
T1 plus.
But it's the pinnacle of Ford performance Raptor design.
That's insane.
But it was cool. It was cool to look at. I watched a bunch of different videos on it. And the guys that are running it are, like, interesting, and it was fun to listen to them chit-chat and talk through stuff. But I just think it's cool that Ford, being the American racing company that they are, was like, you know what? Yeah, we should put a 5.0 in it. There should be a V8. And I like that about that.
Well, to me, Raptor... means V8.
Yeah,
I get that the Ranger doesn't have a V8.
No,
neither does the Bronco, and the truck didn't until recently.
Yeah, the Raptor R is the only V8.
Trucked it until recently.
It was a twin turbo.
I mean, it's been EcoBoost for a full generation before they brought out the R.
Right, but yeah, but originally.
Originally, yeah, I get it.
6.2. Yeah. The big old.
Supposed to be a V8.
V8. Yeah.
Originally 5.4.
Mm-hmm. Was it 5.4 before
and
the
6.2? And then
6.2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But mm-hmm. yeah, but V8 either way, yeah, right? Yeah. Like that. Sure, V8, I get that.
The point.
The point. Yeah.
6.2
but
like right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's cool. It's a cool rig. Did you see
well, you didn't let Steve say what his favorite
Sorry.
Is.
Oh, I was just thinking about the same vehicle.
This guy over here.
Mine's.
Hey, what bike did you like?
Exactly.
Was it a KTM? Is it a going out of business sale?
It is.
It is.
After they win the Dakar again.
It's gonna save. We're gonna save the shop.
It's the 450 Rally.
God, it's so cool.
And mainly the reason why I would choose this is because you can actually go out and buy that.
Yeah,
that KTM released
production
it.
Vehicle.
They released it as they call it the replica, but mm-hmm. it is a factory model that you can find mm-hmm. and you can buy as is, which is
that's so cool,
fucking rad.
Yeah,
they're like reasonably priced too, right? They're like 25 or 26 grand for a race bike.
You said reasonable startup,
but for a race
that's
bike
for
it,
some
that
people
stuff,
that's
it
reasonable.
Is.
Yeah,
it,
okay.
I mean, considering the bike itself is a $13,000 bike as is, yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah,
that is awesome.
I mean, let alone a tower and all that stuff is
yeah
$4,000 probably for the kit, but. A rad bike, and one of which I've owned that platform, not this one, but that
right.
same 450 motor is an absolute fucking beast.
Yeah.
It is so powerful that it will shed its shifter knob.
And then you can drive home in fifth the yeah. whole way.
The whole way.
No matter what the circumstance.
Yeah. Talk about low end torque. Six gear. It's a six speed.
Six.
Oh, were you in six? I thought you were in fifth.
No, six. Oh. Full top. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Gotta love that recluse cut clutch there, huh?
Lots of slip. Gotta stay up on those RPMs.
Well, I found what I would think is the worst car, if you want to see that.
The Mini? Yeah, okay.
Let me
already looked at that.
Well, worst thing that's not the Mini?
Here's the thing. I think that it's the worst. Just
oh, here
because
we go, the long lean up again. Oh, here. Oh,
because it doesn't even have a
it's
ready.
It's two fronts.
It's a stupid Jeep again.
God damn it.
And it's yellow. It's the same color as that Jeep was.
Man.
Or orange or whatever you want to call it, Luke. But the fact that it's got two fronts.
That they competed in the original race.
Does it also have rear steer then?
I don't know. But it's hilarious
that's
looking.
Pretty bad.
There's some other really cool classic stuff that's running.
Oh, what's that?
That is
a Lotus?
Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a 914, buddy.
Woo. But they have a lot of cool, classic stuff. I think the classic race is the one to watch.
Oh, yeah. The classics has got all the really cool stuff in it.
Fine.
Like, there's there's even a bunch of 80 series for Sean in the classic.
Like,
for
that's
this year.
Rad. That those two cars are racing against each other.
Oh, my God. That 911 is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gen 2.
For you,
oh
a bunch
my God,
of Range
the
Rovers. There's actually a bunch of classic Range Rovers out there. That there wasn't any that had like really good livery though. That like that was the only thing didn't get me on it.
Was it a camel?
Like a camel trophy one?
Well, those that livery was a different. Or? That's a different race series.
Oh, okay.
That's a completely different thing.
Well, good because I didn't know what I was talking about either.
Obviously,
but yeah, I think that classic race. I'm gonna go through and watch a bunch of stuff on that because. Once I started looking into it, that's just rad. It's so rad to see just this random, like, Porsche versus Mitsubishi versus, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's super cool. The I watched a couple pieces today, some of the truck stuff, which is very cool.
I love that these RVs are freaking doing. I mean,
those are not RVs.
I know
they're
not.
Race
they
trucks.
Could, but why aren't they?
I mean,
why don't you have a sleeping
You do
area?
Have to sleep in the desert overnight on one of the stages. I don't know if it's more than one, but just
they
one
a,
at least.
They have a camp, though. They have like four or three or four camps.
Yeah, you go to a
set
camp,
up.
Yeah. But pretty cool. The Sebastian Loeb was like the guy that they were really hoping for this year. It sounded like he's a big WRC guy, and he crashed out today.
Yeah,
I saw that. That was pretty.
Didn't he get called out on a technicality too?
Yeah,
wasn't it like the cage was slightly bent, and instead of letting him fix it, they were like, "You are done."
Yeah, there's some. Yeah. They basically stopped him from going again. So
one of the top bike riders from like Germany fucking wrecked his shoulder too.
Ooh.
Is that the guy on the electric that exploded?
I don't think so. I don't think he was on an electric. Oh, is that the one I showed you? Like that?
Yeah, the video you sent?
Wild. Yeah, it's a different one. Yeah.
Oh, and Carlos Sainz was out too. He was out early. I saw that.
Dang it. That was the thing I was going to, that was the next bit of trivia I was going to say was who the most successful crossover
Carlos Sainz Sr.
Yeah.
What is he? The most successful crossover? That's
because
really
he's
cool.
I was reading it earlier, but he's won on multiple platforms IndyCar.
That's cool.
While also racing other series, obviously.
That's very cool. What a badass.
Yeah. Yep.
Is someone going to help me get my bike out of this bush?
Nope. Could you please? We're racing. Please help me.
He goes, fine.
Says, what was funny is the other Yamaha team rider just straight blasted past him.
He was saying, nah, man, I'm in a flow.
Mm-hmm. Got to do it for the team.
I did notice that like Honda bikes are, they're five in the top seven. So
yeah, but
that ZRF 450 field is just in, it's all Hondas.
Did you see though that a lot of the Honda guys are complaining about the bikes too though?
No, I didn't hear that.
They're complaining because they're winning? What?
Well, they're doing well, but they're like, it just doesn't feel like last year when I was in this type of a terrain, it felt better and I did this and I did that and it doesn't feel like that. But then there's like just kicking ass.
I think it's because the KTM is just better and they only have, but
it might be.
He's like 13 minutes ahead of everyone. It's fucking insane.
Did you see all the Chinese bikes? How they're doing? There's 11 of them this year.
They're rad. I'll be surprised if we don't see the other like CF Moto in it soon enough.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Probably
because they have a 450 V-twin.
There's a couple of motorcycle companies that are just. Like, you know what? We've decided we're going to do the Dakar. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and we did. And Cove or whatever you call it, went out with three minis.
The sand stages are the best.
Went out with three bikes the first year in 2023. And they all three finished, which is like unheard of.
There he is right
for
there.
A brand new bike that's never been run, that's never been like put There's through science. That kind of paces. The fact that they had three bikes with three riders. Finish was huge. Huh. And then they were in the top 10 last year. And this year they've got more bikes and they're hoping to do more work. But
there's Mike's Raptor that rolled.
Especially because
rip that. This body is not pin ideal.
Great commentary. This is not ideal.
Car's a bit banged up and so are we.
Yeah. A little body work. You'll be on your way. Don't you worry about it.
Smoking a little, you know.
That's okay. Fine.
It's okay.
But yeah. The crazy thing about the Cove or the Cove, or however you're supposed to say it, is they're sub $10,000 bikes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And they're as built as, like, they're raced the same bike that you can order in the U.S. right now.
They have more features than the standard Honda bikes come with. Like, they're.
Yeah.
Like, full hydraulic clutches and everything, which is only until recently did Honda and fucking Yamaha really start doing that.
Yeah. It was on my list of possibilities before I bought my KLX. Mm-hmm. But it's quite a bit heavier than my KLX, and it's designed for these kind of races, not for dual sporting. And they weren't currently available as a dual sport. They were all off-road only.
Yeah.
So I didn't pick one up, but did a lot of research in them, and they were rad. They're really, really cool.
Well, same with, there's a couple gas bikes too, which is nice to see, and yeah.
Well, would you pay money for this?
Oh, hold on.
For
I was looking at the motorcycles.
The race? Yes. For the
No, I've got to pay money for this.
Oh, you got a whole
right
thing?
Here, right now.
Oh, let's do it.
Kay. Holy cow!
All right.
Transitions are hot. I was watching racing and talking about motorcycles.
Pro Race 2024 because I'm looking at that right now.
Pay money for this. Okay, I'm going to do the same thing I've done before. Oldest to newest or newest to oldest?
Let's go newest to oldest. Yeah.
Newest to oldest this time. Okay.
I like it.
All right, this one here is a Sean special.
I'm in. Oh.
15 yeah. Cayenne diesel.
Ooh, it's a diesel.
So, flat black.
I hate that.
It's got a
fine with that.
Little push bar. You know, it's got the, hey, I'm going to overland my Cayenne things.
Mm-hmm.
Current high bid is $26,666.
Nice.
What year is it? 2015?
15.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would pay money for that. I'd pay that money for that, I think.
I figured you would.
Yeah. It needs a little more tire or something, but I like it.
I'd tell my mom to buy it. Of a,
it's a lot of luxury features.
It's got a ladder just in case the roof is too tall.
Got a little ladder.
Got a stupid snorkel.
Look at that snorkel. That is terrible looking.
Yeah.
It's like an emo kid with hair on just one side.
What the hell even is that?
I have to say no, that I would not spend money on that because I have promised since I had my last flat black vehicle to never own a flat black vehicle again.
First, that's satin black or it's PPF wrapped black.
I'm sure, but I won't do it.
But
I hated it.
I mean, the finish is the least offensive thing about that
it's
to
that
me.
Snorkel. Ugh.
The snorkel's awful. That snorkel, terrible. Rear tire carrier is awful. And
it's a turbo.
I'm not
going
to change.
So,
yeah.
That snorkel's just going.
I bet it sounds cool. I'm not going to change my answer. I still would pay money for this, but I would probably rather have a stock one that I could do just wheels, tires, and a lift on.
And those are Harbor Freight lights.
No,
go back to
those
that.
Are Baja designs.
Are they Baja designs?
They're
looking awful lot like the
they're
Harbor
Baja,
Freight lights.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Just because Harbor Freight makes a ripoff doesn't mean that it's the same thing.
Oh, I was in there today and I saw that light and I was like, no way.
They're good wheels. So
that's really shitty.
His bumper cut wasn't the best job.
Ooh, bad job on
the exhaust.
Yikes.
Whoops.
Where's this supposed to be? I don't know.
Got away from him a little bit on that.
They didn't even try to put edge trim.
It's not even round.
License plate says Dieselgate.
Dieselgate.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet they got a good deal on this. That's why they cut it.
They could have used a hole saw and made it look better.
I think he did, and it just got away from him.
It just got away from him.
Didn't start with a pilot.
Yeah, mode. I'd change some things, but overall, I like it.
I wouldn't pay money for this.
I wouldn't pay money, yeah.
I would not. What'd you say, Steve? You would?
That's a no, yeah.
Okay.
It's Sean's close. It's close. Island. It's close, but no, no.
It is wrapped, by the way.
Yeah, it's white.
Yeah, I'd rather it be white.
Me too.
But again, the flat black to me is the least offensive thing about its look.
I hate it.
Low miles, which is good.
7,000.
That is pretty low.
10,000 miles?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Why?
Well, if it was a Dieselgate car,
is this one of those he bought it and thought that he could make it an overlander and then was like, this thing does not work for this.
No, he probably bought it, put all the stuff on it, and decided he didn't like doing it. And he could drive his whatever, you know,
well,
his
whatever other
RS.
Car to the trailhead where he hikes from.
We bought a 2015.
Oh, go back. We can see the owner.
Can you?
Yeah, in the rearview mirror. Go back a couple. Right. Oh. Enhance.
Oh, some young punk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah. If your mustache doesn't attach at your beard, you instantly are a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't
punchable.
Grow facial hair.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Has not one but two rings on side by side fingers.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's no. an odd one.
And he's not even married because that's reverse. It's the other hand. He's just wearing rings for the fun of it. The Dieselgate thing, though, it could have been on a lot for 2 years, which is why it has such low miles. Because we bought a 2015 and 2017 or something like that. That had been just, it was a brand new car. It had been sitting at the Volkswagen dealership because they weren't allowed to sell the diesels until it got figured out.
It's got plenty of carbon fiber inside.
Oh, yeah, it's a race car.
Also, what's really weird is the full
moonroof. I mean,
that's
pretty decent skids.
It's nice.
It's got a full moonroof, and then they put a fucking
like a pano roof.
giant roof rack over rack top over of it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Talk to
so
John
you get a
that.
Good view of your Max tracks.
Ooh.
So we've got this.
What happened there?
Weird clampy do. Yep.
Which could be factory.
Then,
step up.
And then whatever this weld job is.
It's sealed up
on there.
Thanks to its multiple
that don't
welds.
Leak, I promise.
It won't leak, yeah.
Mm. And then a shitty hole. So it's like he had somebody do a bunch of work, and then he did the exhaust himself.
It still hangs down lower than it exits.
Look at where the exhaust goes, though.
Yeah. It exits high, but it's hanging low.
Just run it out the back, bud.
Just cut it right there.
Just dump down.
Also, is there no muffler?
Here's my other favorite thing. He's got a receiver on it.
Yeah,
that he mounted his rearview camera into the receiver.
Well, I didn't want to play Stereo Guy, but it's got some weird aftermarket like screen in it, mm-hmm. and it's definitely using an aftermarket camera for the screen because it probably couldn't integrate into the factory camera.
Yeah.
So
how do these things sound straight piped? Because that's straight.
Probably pretty good, honestly.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they're like the whatever 3 liter TDI or whatever. It's a six-cylinder turbo diesel.
It's 3.6. Or no, it's 3 liter. No, yeah. 3 liter V6. Yeah.
So they're pretty cool.
I don't know.
I like it just because I think they're cool. I think that one's overdone, and I think it's kind of got a bunch of stupid shit on it, but I still like it.
Yeah. All right. I'll pay money for something else, though. I'm sure of it.
Not for me.
That's all
okay,
right.
So
different strokes.
Next thing up, we have... this one. A 1990 Mercedes-Benz 310.
Yep.
Take my money.
D.
I'll give you the
4x4 van.
I'll trade in my truck for it tomorrow.
It's in Hood River. I'm going to go. I'll see if he'll take my Jeep in trade.
84,000 miles. Some rust, you know. It's got two seatbelts in it, it says.
Look at that light bar.
That's rad.
It's got
a
bed, couch, yada, yada, yada. Bunch of, you know, it's got an OM 602, which should, you know, it's not the greatest one, but it's a very reliable engine.
He says it's a million mile motor.
That is the
take a long time, but it will go a million miles.
Yeah, that is the million mile motor. Yeah, it'll do 78 miles an hour on 31s, but it gets 17 to 20 miles to the gallon.
I love it. I don't care about any other. I like the green doors. It's Christmas.
Yuck. I like it overall. Green doors are stupid.
Oh, I would paint them red. I wouldn't keep them green. But that, yes, I would pay money for this. Not great with the pictures,
though.
It's
a weird
huh,
picture of the. I mean, granted, the engine bay isn't really an engine bay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a little snub nose. There's just enough room to fit the radiator in there. That's. 80 radiator and the intake, and then your caps so that you can fill it with coolant and oil.
Is it like what, a 4-inch wide
that's
radiator?
It's a pretty wide.
It looks pretty big.
Radiator, yeah. Unfortunately, it's aluminum.
Oh boy.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised that the wiring looks like this on an import such as this.
That's a Ford starter or a
house
starter
setup. Okay, you know, pretty much the
I'm in.
Rowan gears.
Four, I'm still in.
Got a diesel heater.
Passenger
nice.
floor well thing, foot well.
Yeah.
I would set it up completely different, but.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd try and run it as is for a little while and see how I feel, and then I'd make some changes based off.
I don't like the fact that the diesel heater is right when you open the fucking door.
Not ideal.
There's much better places to put this shit. This guy just chucked it in there, and in where it stuck, that's where he kept it.
After having a diesel heater inside the cab of a vehicle, though, you want it as far away from where you're sleeping as possible. Otherwise, you'll turn into Jesse, and you'll wake up in the middle of the night with cracked lips because it was pointed directly at his face.
Guys, he's including the sand ramps.
Oh, well.
Ramps, all right.
It's a funny name for Max Trax.
I'm sure they're
off brand.
They're off brand. It's the German Max Trax.
We have Max Trax at home.
Yeah. So we're all. So that was.
I didn't say anything.
We were
by
all,
the way.
Oh no, you said that.
You said
you would.
I said
pay
I'm into
it.
Oh. You said you.
I don't know. We might have to roll the tape back.
Let's roll it back.
I would pay money for that. Yeah. These are not my favorite van things. I think they're kind of ugly.
That's rad.
But it's cool.
It's cool.
I mean, like, it's manual diesel van, 4-wheel drive, like. it could be anything, including a Sprinter. Sorry, yeah. Everybody, and I'd still be into it.
Definitely not for me. All right, so
oldest one,
last one, the oldest one we've got here.
Oh, older than 1990. Okay.
Yep. I said I was going to start. Let's go the oldest. Okay, yeah. So.
Yes.
Yeah, also yes.
87 4Runner, 14,000. So it's 529s RCV shafts. It's mm-hmm. IFS, hub swapped.
What?
Well, V6 calipers.
3RZ motor. Yes.
Tacoma rotors, trail gear knuckles, long spline, 12 inch Bilsteins for the front, and then 529s, Detroit locker, Chevy 63s.
I'm going to say something before 3RZ. You get there. Bobbed 4Runners are weird. Not my favorite thing. Still like this truck.
Is it bobbed?
Just, yeah.
Okay.
4.0 steering pump, yada, yada. Bobbed 10 inches.
Wow.
10 inches.
I don't see the reason behind that to me. I think 4Runner, I think snow wheeling, I think is my thing. So I don't care about wheelbase.
I think, I've just got a bigger SUV already. This thing is smaller to start with.
Tubbed firewall to clear 42s on low lift.
Pitbull rockers.
42s, yeah. You can't.
That's
lose.
A good tire. And it is pretty low.
On 12 inch wide DIY bead locks.
Yuck.
Dual click cases, 4.7 kit, 5 speed, yada, yada, yada. So it is pretty low. Yeah. I will say.
I would.
It's also white. It's got the good graphics.
Yeah, it's got the cool graphics.
There's nothing wrong with this truck. No. Other than the fact that it's bobbed.
Other than the bobbing, it's a little odd, but.
It's better than some. A lot of times it seems like when people bob them, they don't keep the fiberglass top. They'll just put a, you know, whatever.
Metal shell thing.
Bimini thing or like a metal shell or something weird.
Yeah. I feel like it's a burgundy interior.
I love it.
Yeah, kind of. It is also just like the most basic, great Toyota build.
Yeah.
Like.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, because it's still on Leafs.
Yep.
It just
big tires.
Yeah, big tires.
A lot of gearing.
Mm-hmm.
Modern engine
for it.
Just go snow wheeling.
This is the cut that Jesse needs to do on his truck
with the corner light cut
to
match.
Corner light cut, yeah.
Since so he doesn't keep popping them out.
Popping them out.
Yeah,
does he really
need a crowd pleaser?
He's not even asking that much. It's what, 14 something?
14.
This is now, not only is this the midsize truck podcast, what we're turning Would You Pay Money For That into is Toyota's available sub $15,000 that are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
much.
And not
RC cars. Or sometimes RC cars.
Some RC cars too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Glad we're in agreement.
Man.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
Have we
bring
ever
one
had
up that we could argue about more? Come on.
Yeah, have we ever had a, would you pay money for that?
I mean.
That everybody agreed on?
Well,
we
what
argued
happens
about
the Porsche. So
yeah. What happens
what
sometimes is we have a cool rig like that and Luke's on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Then we.
Luke would never buy a Toyota.
Not a Toyota, no.
Just based on principle.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Even if he actually bought
which
it.
Which I appreciate
say,
about him.
Hey, yeah.
I will say. Yeah. I appreciate that about you, Luke.
There's no quit in his quit.
Yeah,
on certain things.
It's yeah, the no... same. It's the same way I am. If I was to ever bring a Subaru up, I would just bring it up so I could say no right away.
Yeah. No Subaru.
We
at
know
all.
The answer on that.
There's not one.
No,
he'd bring it on for
can't
profiling.
You can't even
purposes
dream
only.
Of a world of anything with a Subaru badge you would ever have.
Mm, no, no.
Even a Brat.
No.
All right.
2.5
because it's still a Subaru.
Okay.
And they just, no, don't do anything for me.
I love a Brat.
A 2.5 RS is might be the best one visually.
I'll go even beyond that
for me,
and
for
I
me
will
to
just
look
say
at
a 22B. So not about, even a US
oh
variant.
Oh.
A wide body from Japan. 22B.
K swapped.
It still says Subaru on the hood.
Well. But it has none of the.
There was a time where you could almost get me with a Subaru.
Yeah, I actually.
But just because it said Saab.
No, but I know
it,
what
you
mean, though.
But
and they
but
actually.
It's still,
they
still
looked
Subaru.
A little better. No,
they did have a little bit better.
They
look.
Were just like a
yes.
little bit. Yeah.
But still. Mm. Yeah, can't do it. Same reason I fucking hate BRZs. And the other one, whatever the
GT. 86.
86 because it's like, or nope, well, that's just
the Hunt, or the FRS, FRS, the Scion.
Yeah.
Still, one of my least like favorite cars was like the XC.
I do. I don't like the first gen ones, but the current ones, I think they're great. I think aesthetically they look good. They've got a reasonable amount of power. They're rear-wheel drive, manual, limited slip. Like, I don't know. I think it's a great car. Like, if I needed a car that I, like, this is me in a different world, right, where I want to, like, autocross or kind of do some, like, track day stuff. I need something that I think looks cool and I could drive every day.
I'd buy a Miata.
That's, I think a 86 is probably like really high on the list, next to a Miata, next to a used bunch of things. But if it was like,
but if you were gonna buy,
there's a world where I could see me buying one.
The new MX-5 looks so good though.
If you were, if it was 2025, you had to buy it.
Oh, I'd buy that.
I'd buy a Miata.
I'd buy it over a Miata.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No way.
Yeah, 100%. I think the Miata's great. Don't get me wrong. I just think that at the same, like, I think that the 86 is better.
I don't
in the like new to new.
Nope.
Disagree.
I disagree.
That's okay. Yeah, I would
go with an MX-5 over it.
Yep.
You're probably
Miata
the only,
is always
I
the
think
answer
you're the only
one.
I'm the only one out of our friends for sure.
Yeah, our entire group here.
Yeah. Well, and probably would be the all only of the one. People that listen to the podcast, which is also our friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's okay. I'm happy. I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah. Feel free to comment on this one if there you've got a different opinion.
I will say it again. There are 20 usable or used cars that I would buy over both of those any day of the week for the same money. I mean,
absolutely,
but new to new, I think I'd buy an 86. No. I think the new Miata is really boring looking. Sorry, Luke. I think they're cool, but I think they'll be way cooler in 15 years. Right now, when I see them, I see a new one. I see an old lady in it. But I see a new 86. I see, like, you know, all these companies doing great aero kits, all these good wheel
it's
companies.
Because they
and
need
stuff.
So much in order to be Here's, worth looking at.
That MX,
I think they look better.
The MX5.
I'm really glad.
So
I'm really glad
way.
That you brought this up,
it's
Sean.
Got such
because
a good
it's going to make you moving away a lot easier.
Wow, you're going to be so mad.
I've lost respect for you.
Wow,
completely.